At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Let's talk about Sandra Birchmore a bit. I know you've been following it. We are just beginning to follow it. This is a horrible, horrible case involving a Stoughton police officer and possibly some others. Where basically they had the police explorer program. Kids come in, discover, oh, is this an area I want to get into in life? It's a great, great thing. Until one of the officers looks at the 15-year-old and goes, I want a piece of that, which is exactly what happened. He groomed her, had sex with her for years. She gets pregnant at the age of 23 after all of this. And then at the end of the day, it looks like, oh, I don't want this to get out because I'm married and I have kids. And now the allegation is that that officer then killed Sandra Birchmore just to cover it all up so he would not get in trouble. And he's now been charged in the murder after that relationship federally as well. Tell me about that a little bit, this being a federal case.
Right. It's so interesting. They used a very unique statute, which I believe is Title 18, 1512 from my memory. And that statute basically says if you kill a government witness or potential government witness in a federal case, that you then are eligible up to the death penalty and certainly life in prison if you're convicted of that. That's what they charged him with. So what was the underlying federal crime? Well, it was sex with a minor. It was sex exploitation using coercion. And that statute, I think, 2242, Title 18, 2242. Again, I'm going from my memory. Mm-hmm. And those are serious violations, but they're so seldom used. Mm-hmm. I thought it was ingenious to use this. And that's why the FBI's civil rights squad worked this case, not their public corruption case. But make no mistake, the FBI is going to get to the bottom of how was this ruled a suicide? Is this medical examiner was just this just incompetence? Was it laziness? Or was there something more nefarious to it? And how about the individuals with the state police that investigated this? Did they not notice she was in the middle of doing laundry when she decided to kill herself?
Yeah.
Like closing the washer, closing the dryer, excited booking a photo session regarding her baby to be born in 3 months. Did they not look at all these text messages where she was excited? She wasn't depressed. You know, how was their optic so completely juxtaposed to what the feds found quite easily, I might say?
Well, and that's where we're starting to look at the corruption here. Matthew Farwell is the name of the officer that's been charged. But there's also allegations here that may have not just been him that was involved with her sexually. Could have been. Tell me about that a little bit, because I'm finding bits and pieces here. No one else has been charged at this moment in time other than him, but it looks like this could kind of go really dark really quick.
Oh, I agree. First of all, the brother, his mm-hmm. brother, it's purported had sexual relations with her, another Stoughton police officer, another officer from another department, mm-hmm. and multiple others, yeah. That were involved. And, you know, when you look, you talked about that Explorer program. She became an Explorer at the age of 12. Oh. He was taking her to the library, befriending her on Facebook, truly grooming methods. And then finally at 15, you know, they he had sex with her, and they talk all about it in these text messages where, you know, about how she gave it to him and that she would have done it earlier. And he said, well, I wish I would have known that. I would have tried earlier. It's so sick to see how he took advantage of her in his position as a law enforcement officer of this young girl. And I can tell you, I worked, or you wouldn't say worked in, I was a teacher and instructor for the FBI in the Explorer program my first year as an FBI agent. Mm-hmm. And those kids look so much up to you. They are, they want to, you know, some people might want to be a movie star or an astronaut. These kids want to be agents and officers. Mm-hmm. And there's no one that they think of put on a higher pedestal than law enforcement. And he took advantage of that. It's sick.
It is. I mean, there's also connection here to Canton PD. Can you explain what that connection is?
Well, there is a connection. She was she had an apartment in Canton. The original officers that showed up obviously were Canton officers. Of course, Canton is where John O'Keefe died in the front lawn. He was a Canton resident. So if you look at that, and then the fact that any murder investigation, again, no matter where it happens in Massachusetts, is going to go to the district attorney's office and the state police. They're responsible by law to investigate, not the Canton police, in other words. But again, this was not viewed as a homicide. So the number one thing I think that's very important to consider for everybody just jumping on the bandwagon and saying, see, there's police corruption. We have to look at the ME because, for an example, in the Ellen Greenberg case, you know, homicide then went to suicide. Once an ME says something, a loss of life is a suicide, it puts such a roadblock for law enforcement because how do you have a medical examiner say it's a suicide and then you're going to try to prove it's a homicide? Mm-hmm. It's a huge hurdle. And for those who don't know, who have never investigated a homicide, those detectives are right there. Typically, they're a good detective with the ME. Mm-hmm. They at least put one agent officer there so they know right away at that autopsy what they're looking at.
Yeah.
So if you look at the paperwork, it keeps saying suicide, suicide, suicide. Like no mention really of a homicide. And so where the buck has to start is with that ME who made that conclusion.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.